I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says he has no idea when special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election will be completed. We get the details from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
I have no idea about the Mueller report.
President Trump answering reporters' shouted questions as he prepared to leave the White House for his estate in Florida. He said he has no idea about the timing of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian election meddling, which is expected to be delivered to the Justice Department soon. And he repeated what he said many times in the past.
There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it.
In an interview with Fox Business News broadcast earlier, the president said Mueller was appointed to, quote, write a report on me to make a determination on my presidency. People will not stand for it, he said. Rita Foley, Washington.
Meanwhile, world leaders are criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's announcements that the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Syria's foreign ministry said Friday that Trump's announcement is irresponsible and does not change the fact that the Golan was and will remain Arab and Syrian. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Trump's announcement has brought the region to the brink of a new crisis and new tensions. Arab League Chief Ahmed Abdul Gate also criticized the announcement, saying no country, no matter how important it is, can make such a decision. Egypt's foreign ministry denounced Trump's statement, citing UN Security Council Resolution 497, which rejects Israel's annexation of the territory. Israel captured the Heights in 1967. On Thursday, Trump reversed decades of U.S. foreign policy when he tweeted it was time the United States recognized Israel's sovereignty over the territory. This is VOA News. The United States has hit Iran with a new group of sanctions. We get the details from AP's Warren Levinson.
The new American sanctions target 31 Iranian scientists, technicians, and companies that had been affiliated with the country's nuclear weapons program. They also subject anyone outside Iran doing business with the 31 to U.S. sanctions. Tehran agreed in 2015 to give up atomic weapons research, and the International Atomic Energy Agency says it's abiding by that promise. But the U.S. pulled out of the accord, and Washington claims a secret Iranian archive shows it preserved the results of its nuclear weapons research. The announcement comes with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a visit to Lebanon, where he is warning against the influence of the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah. I'm Warren Levinson.
Aid agencies are scrambling to get life-saving aid to hundreds of thousands of survivors of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN says 1.7 million people are affected by the disaster.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says conditions in the temporary camps sheltering the displaced are squalid and ripe for disease outbreaks.
So there's lack of access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Means there is a high risk of cholera outbreak or other infectious diseases.
The WHO has sent a team of experts to oversee the operation in Mozambique. It also has sent emergency medical supplies, including malaria treatments, to cover the primary health care needs for 10,000 people for 3 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
New Zealand's Prime Minister led a crowd of worshippers in Friday prayers in Christchurch, New Zealand, Friday, 1 week after a gunman killed 50 people in two mosques. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
It was broadcast live on national television. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern gave a brief speech quoting the Prophet Muhammad.
When any part of the body suffers, the whole body feels pain. New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
Burials began on Wednesday with a final mass burial held after Friday's morning prayers. Suspected white supremacist Brenton Tarrant was charged with murder after the Christchurch attack. He's due back in court in April and is likely to face more charges. Prime Minister Ardern called the attack an act of terrorism. She's also announced tough new gun laws that will ban military-style semi-automatic and assault rifles.
Reuters' Eve Johnson. And funeral services were held Friday in Iraq for some of the 90 people who died when an overloaded boat capsized and sank on the Tigris River. It was the most deadly incident in Mosul since the city was recaptured from the Islamic State. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.